From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Syrian rebels killed at least 28 Syrian regime troops Thursday in an ambush outside Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported the numbers. It is based in Britain. The soldiers came under fire from rebels as they attempted to advance in the town of Al-Rihan. The observatory said officers were among those killed in the ambush, and the death toll is likely to rise. Six teenagers who took part in an international robotics competition in the American capital are missing, police say. Two of the teens were spotted crossing the United States border into Canada, the police said in Washington, D.C. The four males and two females were last seen late Tuesday afternoon when the first global challenge ended. The competition is designed to encourage youths to pursue careers in math and science. It attracted teams of teenagers from more than 150 nations. Each team is accompanied by an adult mentor. The search for all of the teens is ongoing. Burundi is an East African nation of about 10 million people. It has faced sporadic violence in recent years. Two Republican senators are working with the White House on a comprehensive immigration bill that reports say will cut legal immigration in half. An earlier version of the bill proposed in February by Senators David Perdue and Tom Cotton was also expected to cut legal immigration from 1 million to 500,000 each year. It called for limiting the admission for migrants' family members, ending the diversity visa lottery program, and making the process of obtaining green card work permits much more difficult. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. A Los